Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Meseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah Le'el in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis said, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Yoyim Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Shechal Yoyz V'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkah is Chal on Shabbos, V'Shochach V'Hoitzi Salul Avloshu Sorabim, If a person took out the lulav, the Rishus HaRabim, on the first day of Yom Tov, when that day happened to be on Shabbos, he's potur. And Rashi explains that this is the shita of Rabbi Yossi, that Toa Bidvar Mitzvah is potur from a Korban Chatos. Even though generally speaking we know that a person who is doing an Avera B'Shoigeg on Shabbos, a Chilul Shabbos B'Shoigeg is Chayv Chatos, if this Avera was done as a part of a process of a mitzvah, he is not chayev chatos. Now the Gemara in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph explains, Omar Abaye, lo yishonu elo shelo yotzaboy, aval yotzaboy chayov. This halacha that Rabbi Yossi said that the person who took out the lulav is potter from a korban chatos because he was doing a mitzvah, he was taking the lulav in order to be yotzei d'chayva, that is talking about a person that was not yet mekayim the mitzvah of arba minim. But if the person already did his mitzvah of netilas lulav of netilas arba minim, and now he is taking again the lulav out, l'shus rabim, he will be chayv in korban chatos, because now he is not included in that klal that ta'a bidvar mitzvah is potur mechatos, because he's not anymore ta'a bidvar mitzvah, he was already yoytzei d'chayva, his chiyuv of arba minim, and therefore now it's just a regular shoygig on Shabbos, which is chayv chatos. The Gemara asks, homide'ag behe nofak bey, how could it be, how could we ever find a person that took out Arba Minim Lushus Rabim before he was Yotzei D'Chayva, the mitzvah of Arba Minim? Any person that just picked up the Arba Minim was Yotzei D'Chayva, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, because Min HaTorah, one is Yotzei D'Chayva, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav and Arba Minim, simply by picking them up, and all the other Na'anuim are just a Hidur mitzvah, a mitzvah min HaMuvchar, but one was already Yotzei D'Chayva, and therefore asks the Gemara, when the person picked up the Arba Minim, he was already Yidei Chayva, the mitzvah of Arba Minim. And if that is so, how could the Mishnah tell us, how could Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah tell us that a person who took out the Lulav, Lushus HaRabim, is Potter because he was Oisik Bidvar Mitzvah? He is not Oisik Bidvar Mitzvah since he was already Yidei Chayva, the mitzvah, in the minute that he picked up the Arba Minim. Says the Gemara, Omar Abaye Kshehafochoy. The Mishnah is talking about a person who held the Arba Minim not in the right position. They were held in his hands upside down. That is based on the Gemara in Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara said that that one is Yotzei D'Chayva, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav and Arba Minim, only if he holds the Arba Minim Gederech Gedilosam, which means the way they are grown on the tree. And that is the way we hold the Arba Minim nowadays, when the Lulav is pointing upwards, and all the other minim as well. And says the Gemara, our Mishnah, the Mishnah that said that Rabbi Yossi holds that a person who took the Arba Minim outside Lushus Rabim is not Chayev Chatos, the Mishnah is discussing a person who was holding those Arba Minim upside down, and therefore he was not yet Yotzei D'Chayva, the mitzvah of Arba Minim, and now he's taking them, Lushus Rabim, in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Arba Minim, somewhere else. Therefore, he is considered Oisik Bidvar Mitzvah, and he is Potur from Korban Chatos. Tosfos in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMatchil Over LaAsiyoson, brought our Gemara, when Tosfos was discussing his question, how could one do the Brocha on the Mitzvah of Arba Minim Over LaAsiyoson? The Halacha is that one has to do all the Brochos on the Mitzvahs Over LaAsiyoson before the Mitzvah is performed. And Tosfos asked, how could one do so in a case of the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, since we already mentioned that one is Yotzei D'Chayva for the mitzvah right when he picks up the lulav and the Arba Minim, and therefore, when he picks them up in order to do the mitzvah, he was already Yotzei the mitzvah Me'ikar Adin, and the bracha is not Oivan L'Asiyasan. One of the terutzim that Tosfos brought was based on our Gemara in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and Tosfos says, since our Gemara says that if one held the Arba Minim upside down, he's not Yotzei D'Chayva, this is what one could do. He could hold the Arba Minim upside down and say the bracha, and then, right after the bracha, turn them And this time the Arba Minim will be the right side up, and now he will be Yaitzei Dichoyev the Mitzvah, and that way the Baracha is Oiver La'asiyasan, because the Baracha was before he was Mekayim the Mitzvah, because even though he was holding and he picked the Arba Minim up and they were in his hands, he was not Yaitzei Dichoyev the Mitzvah because he was holding them upside down. This is the Shita of Tosfos. Now this Shita is based on the Pshat of Rashi in our Sugya. When the Gemara says Kshehafachon, Rashi explains that that means that he held the Arba Minim upside down. Rashi says, Kshehafachoi, Kshehigbioi, Hofacho Elyoin Lemato, Vehoeged Lemalo, Vehamrina Lekamon, and Yoitin Eloderch Gdiloso. So Rashi understands that when the Gemara says Hafachoi, that means holding the Arba Minim upside down. There's an interesting pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Kshehafachoi, Keshehofach halulav bismoil ve'esroig b'yamin. When the Gemara says that the person took out the Arba Minim, l'rshus harabim, kshehafachoi, the Gemara does not mean that he held them upside down. He just held them not in the proper way. We already saw in the Gemara le'el, daf lamed zayin amud beis, that a person has to hold the lulav b'yamin and the esroig bismoil. And this person switched his hands, and he held the esrog with his right hand and the lulav with his left hand. And this is how he took the lulav l'rshus harabim. The Magen Avraham in Simin Tofresh Nun Aleph Sifkot Tes says that it is mashma from this, Rabbeinu Chananel, that if a person switched his hands and he held the lulav in the right hand and the esrog, he held the esrog with his right hand and the lulav with his left hand, he is not Yoytzei D'Yechoyvo even B'di'evet. Because this is the whole point of the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to find a way that a person took a lulav, the Rishus HaRabim, without being Yoytzei D'Yechoyvo, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. And if the Rach explains that when the Gemara says Kshehafachoy, that means that he switched his hands and he held the lulav and the esrog the wrong way, that means that even B'di'evet one is not Yoytzei D'Yechoyvo when he held the esrog in his right hand and the lulav with his left hand. Says the Magen Avraham, we should be choishish to this shita of the Rach, and if one did so, he held the lulav in the left hand and the esrog with the right hand, he has to do netilas lulav again the proper way, holding the lulav in the right with the right hand and the esrog with his left hand. It comes out that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, if one wants to say the bracha on the mitzvah of Arba Minim, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, and he wants to make sure that the bracha is Oivir Lahasiyosam, which means that he will not be Yoytzei D'Yechoyev the mitzvah of Arba Minim before the bracha, he does not have to hold the esrog upside down like Tosfos said. He could simply hold the esrog with his right hand and the lulav with his left hand and then say the bracha and then switch hands. And by doing so, he knows that he was not Yoytzei D'Yechoyev before the bracha, because according to Rabbeinu Chananel, one who is holding the esrog with his right hand and the lulav with his left hand is not Yoytzei D'Yechoyev the mitzvah even b'di'evet. As we mentioned before, the Magen Avraham says that one has to be choshish to the shita of the Rabbeinu Chananel, and if he was holding the esrog with his right hand, he should do netilas lulav again the proper way. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch, when he gives the Eitza how to do the bracha on the mitzvah of netilas lulav over l'asiyasam, the Shulchan Aruch does not mention this shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. The Shulchan Aruch only writes the shita of Rashi and Tosfos that one should turn the esrog upside down and say the bracha and then turn it again right side up. And that is because we cannot rely on the Eitz of Rabbeinu Chananel to hold the esrog in the right hand and then switch hands. Because according to Rashi and Tosfos, one is Yoytzei B'di'evet even when he's holding the esrog with his right hand and the lulav with his left hand. It is true that Rabbeinu Chananel explained that if one is doing so, he is not Yoytzei D'Yechoyev, but most of the Rishonim disagree to Rabbeinu Chananel. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, following the opinion of most Rishonim, said that the way to do the bracha properly is by turning the esrog upside down and not by holding the esrog in the right hand. It is interesting that in one of the Rishonim in Sefer Ha'oira, Chelek Aleph Ois Tzadik Zayin, brings both opinions. And he says that in order to make sure that one is saying the bracha on the lulav, Oivir L'Asiyasam, one should do both things. He should hold the esrog upside down and also should hold the esrog in his right hand. And this is what he said, Zeh L'Shonoi, יהפוי חלולוב מימין לשמאל, וגם הועסרוג מלמעלו למטו שלוי כדרך גדילוסוי. עד שעס נטילוסוי, ועוז יחליפנו לולוב משמאל לימין ועסרוג בשמאל. So according to this Rishon Sefer Ha'oira, we should be choishish to both shittas, to the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, that the pshat of the Gemara k'shahafochai means that he was holding the lulav and the esrog in the wrong hands, and also the shita of Rashi, that holding the lulav and the esrog upside down, and one could do both of the things together, one could hold the esrog in the right hand upside down, but lemaisa lahalocha, we do not pask in this way, and the minig is only to hold the esrog upside down. We mentioned that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that in order to say the bracha, oivel asiyasam, one has to take the esrog in his hands upside down, and only after saying the bracha, he should turn the esrog right side up. And by doing so, the bracha is oivel asiyasam, because when he is holding the esrog upside down, he is not holding it derech gedilasai, and only after he's saying the bracha, he's turning it to the right side up, and now he is yetzei deichoiva, and the bracha is oivel asiyasam. Lemaise, even though the Shulchan Aruch says to turn the esrog upside down, when Tosfos brings this Eitzah, Tosfos doesn't tell us which of the Arba Minim one should turn upside down. And the Lashon of Tosfos in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph is, V'haynu oiver la'asiyosam, shenoytel shneyem elo shehoifech echad mehem. He takes both things in his hands, the esrog and the lulav with the hadasim and the aravos, and he turns one of them upside down. So according to Tosfos, one could choose to turn the lulav with the adasim and the aravos upside down before he says the bracha, and not davka, the esrog itself. In two of the Rishonim, we find that they hold that one should take all the four minim and hold them upside down. The Rekech in Hilchos Sukkos Siman Reish Chof says, Ukshenotal halulav yikhoi sheloi kederach gedilosoi, ukshenoytel ho esrog, Znovoy min hatzad oy lemalo veivorech habrocha. And then says the Rikeach, ve'achar sheivorech yahafoy chalulov ve'ho'esrog derech gedilason. According to the Rikeach, the way to say the bracha over la'asiyason is by holding both the lulav and the esrog upside down before the bracha. In another one of the Rishonim in Sefer Ha'ogur Hilchos Esrog, Simon Elef Yud Gimel also writes, yahafoy chalulov ve'ho'esrog. According to them, it is better to hold all the four minim upside down. And by doing so, he's for sure not yetzi deichoiva, the mitzvah of arba minim, because he is not holding any of the arba minim derech gedilosam. But as we mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it is enough to hold the esroik sheloik derech gedilosai, and he does not have to turn the lulav upside down. The Mishnah says, "Mekabeles isha miyad bno umiyad bailo umachziro soy lamayim b'shabos." A woman is allowed to take the lulav or the arba minim from the hands of her husband and her son, and she could put them in water on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, "Pshita, what would be the hava minim that a woman is not allowed to take the arba minim from the hands of her husband?" Mahu detei mehoil ve'isha lav baschiyuvehi. Since the halacha is that a woman is not chayiv in the mitzvah of arba minim because it is a mitzvah sasei shehazman gromo, eimo loy tekabel, I would have thought that she's not allowed to take and to receive the arba minim from the hands of her husband. Kamash malon, therefore the Mishnah taught us the halacha that a woman is allowed to receive the arba minim from the hands of her husband. Rashi explains, eimo loy delegabo iko isul tiltu. The halacha minim was that since a woman is not chayiv in the mitzvah of arba minim, so by her, these arba minim do not have a shem kli, and they are mukte, and therefore she won't be allowed to take those arba minim from the hands of her husband. Komash Malon explains Rashi, Kevan dero'ui lenetilas anoshim, toiras kli olov umuto betiltu lakoil. Since her husband and her son, that any other man is chayiv in the tilas lulov, and for the man, it is not mukte, since he could be yoytzei deichoiva the mitzvah with this lulav. Therefore, it is not mukte even for the woman herself, because since it has a shame kli by the man, it is also considered a kli for the woman, and she is allowed to take those arba minim from the hands of her husband. Now, obviously, this Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of netilas lulav bizman shebis hamikdash hayo kayom. In the times of the bis hamikdash, the mitzvah of netilas lulav was also on Shabbos, when the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot happened to be on Shabbos, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav was also on Shabbos, and therefore it has a shem kli for the man, for the husband or the son of that woman. And says Rashi that it is considered a kli even for the woman who does not have a mitzvah on Shabbos, or does not have a mitzvah at all, because the Netilas Lulav is a mitzvah sasei she'azman groma. The Oyez Ruah in Hilchoi Sukkah, Simin Shin Yudalit, says that from this Gemara we could learn that Noshim that want to be Mekayim a mitzvah sasei she'azman groma cannot say a bracha on such a mitzvah. Because if we would say that a woman who is doing a mitzvah sasei she'azman groma says a bracha on that mitzvah, which means that she is Mekayim a mitzvah, even though this mitzvah is a mitzvah sasei she'azman groma, what was the hava minim that the arba minim are muktzeh for the woman? Even though it is a mitzvah sasei she'azman groma, she could choose to be Mekayim the mitzvah sasei, and she even says a bracha, and therefore there's no hava minim that she cannot take those arba minim from the hands of her husband, since even regarding her, these arba minim have a shem kli to them, because she could be Mekayim the mitzvah with them and even say a bracha. Therefore, says the Oyez Ruah, it must be that women cannot be Mekayim a mitzvah sasei she'azman groma, and even if they do so, they do not say a bracha. And therefore, the hava minim in the Gemara was that these arba minim are muktzeh for the woman because she is not Mekayim any mitzvah by taking those arba minim into her hands. And the maskana of the Gemara is that since for her husband it does have a shame kli because he is Mekayim a mitzvah with those arba minim, therefore it is not muktzeh also to her. But regarding the woman herself, she does not have any mitzvah by doing Netilas Lulav and Arba Minim, because it is a mitzvah asei she'azman groma, and even if she chooses to be noitel Arba Minim, she does not say a bracha. The Oyez Ruah himself mentions there's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that holds that if a woman chooses to be Mekayim a mitzvah asei she'azman groma, even though she is potur, she does say a bracha on that mitzvah. And this is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMatchil Ha. It is also brought down in Tosfos in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Tosfos Dibur HaMatchil Deloy. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that women could choose to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Sasei She'azman Groma, and if they do so, they do say a bracha. And says the Oyez Ruah that according to Rabbeinu Tam, we must have a different pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi said that the hava minim was that these arba minim are muktzeh because they are not mekayim any mitzvah by doing netilas lulav, because this is not true. According to Rabbeinu Tam, a woman who is choosing to be mekayim a mitzvah sasei she'azman groma is yoytzeh d'chayv of the mitzvah, and she even says a bracha. Therefore, we have to find a different pshat. What was the hava minim that a woman cannot hold and cannot receive arba minim from the hands of her husband, since it shouldn't be even muktzeh for her, because she could be mekayim the mitzvah of arba minim, even though she is not mechuyev. The Oyez Ruah doesn't explain what would be the pshat of the Gemara according to Rabbeinu Tam, because really, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is a pele. What was the hava mina that a woman cannot take into her hands arba minim on Shabbos, since she is mekayim a mitzvah, and she even says a bracha when she is mekayim that mitzvah? The Kapos Tamarim explains that the hava amina was, according to Rabbeinu Tam, was that since this woman, even though if she wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of arba minim, she could do so and she says a bracha, but now that she's taking those arba minim from the hands of her husband, she is not mechaven to do a mitzvah. Therefore, I would have thought that this is considered a muktzeh, and she only could take the arba minim with the intention of being mekayim the mitzvah. But as long as she doesn't have that plan and she's just taking the lulav from the hands of her husband to put it back in the water, I would have thought that this is still considered muktzeh, and she won't be allowed to take the arba minim into her hands. Kamash malon, that she is allowed to take the arba minim into her hands because they are not muktzeh, even regarding that woman, because if she chooses, she could be mekayim the mitzvah of arba minim, and she will say a bracha on that mitzvah. Now back to Rashi's pshat. According to Rashi, that Rashi holds, at least according to the pshat of the Oyez Ruah, that really women which are doing the mitzvah sasei she'azman groma are not mekayim any mitzvah. And Rashi explains that really a lulav should be muktzeh for a woman. The only reason why a lulav is not muktzeh for the woman on Shabbos is because it is ro'ui lenetilas anoshim, which means that other men could use these arba minim for the mitzvah of netilas lulav. Therefore, it has a shame kli, and even women which cannot use it for other mitzvah could be metaltel these arba minim because it has a shame kli. The Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chofei, brings an interesting shaila. He says that we know that there is a machlokes ha-poskim whether people are allowed to smoke on Yom Tov. Do we consider smoking as oichel nefesh? Is it a davar hashava lechol nefesh? And says the Shar HaMelech, he found from the Rav HaMuvok, Moron HaRav Ri Ben Naim, that was mesupok regarding a person who is machmir on himself not to smoke on Yom Tov. Is he allowed to be metaltel the cigarettes for somebody else who does smoke on Yom Tov? Because regarding the person who does not smoke on Yom Tov, these cigarettes are a klisha melachta le'isur. They should be muktzeh. The question is, could he be metaltel in order to hand them over to somebody else who does smoke on Yom Tov? Do we say that these cigarettes are muktzeh or not? And the Mohari ben Naim wanted to bring a raya from this Rashi that we mentioned. In Rashi, it is mashma that even though for the women it should be mukta, the arba minim should be mukta because they do not have any mitzvah to do netilas lulav on Shabbos, still we consider it a shame kli, and that is because toiras kli olav la'anoshim, since the men do have a mitzvah of netilas lulav, so the arba minim now have a shame kli because other men are mekayim the mitzvah of netilas lulav with those arba minim. Says the Mahari ben Naim that from this we could prove that as long as some object has a shame kli for some of the people, also the other people, that this object does not have a shame kli to them, or that this object should be mukta for them, since for some of the people it is not mukta, it has a shame kli, it is mutar betiltel for all the people of the world, and therefore he's machriya that a person could be metaltel a cigarette for his friend, even though he himself is machmir not to smoke on Yom Tov, and klapi him, it is a klisha melachta le'isur. Since for his friend, it is not a klisha melachta le'isur, because his friend is noyheg like the poiskim who are mekel regarding smoking on Yom Tov, therefore it has a shame, kli, heter, even regarding the person who is machmir not to smoke on Yom Tov. The Shara Melech himself says that it is true that from Rashi we could bring a raya that an object which is not muktzeh for some of the people is not muktzeh at all, and since for some of the people it has a toiras kli, a shame kli, it is not muktzeh even for the people who for them this object does not have a shame kli, but that is only according to Rashi. Rashi explained that our sugya is talking about mitzvahs lulav and arba minim on Shabbos, and Rashi holds that women are not mekayim a mitzvah by doing netilas lulav, even if they are mechavin to be yotzei dechoiva on the mitzvah, and they do not say a bracha. Therefore, Rashi was forced to say that it is not considered muktzeh because for the men it has a shame kli. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, women are mekayim a mitzvah when they choose to do a mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is a mitzvah to say shazman grama. And as we mentioned before, they could even say a bracha. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the reason why the woman could be metaltel the arba minim is not because it has a shame kli klapi the men, it is because even regarding the woman herself, it has a shame kli, because if she chooses to be mekayim the mitzvah, she could do so, and she even says a bracha. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, we do not have a raya that an object which is not muktzeh for some of the people has a shame kli, even for the rest of the people, that regarding to them it is a muktzeh. And therefore, from Tosfos, we cannot bring a raya to this halacha, and according to Tosfos, one should be machmir not to be metaltel a kli which is muktzeh regarding him, even though regarding his friend, this kli is not muktzeh at all. The stipler in Kilus Yankiv on Maseches Shabbos Simin Chav Gimel says that if not for the clear words of Rashi, we could have said that even according to those Rishonim that hold that when a woman chooses to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, she does not see a bracha, and she's not mekayim any mitzvah, still there is no raya from our sugya that if an object is not mukta for some of the people, if it has a shame kli for some of the people, it is not mukta for the whole world. Because we could really explain that the reason why this lulav, these arba minim, are not mukta for the woman, that is because she is getting and she's receiving those arba minim from the hands of her husband and the hands of her son. And she is part of the household. The son and the husband of this woman are part of her bnei bais, And therefore, she is now serving and helping the husband and her son. And therefore, we could say that since it is considered a kli regarding the husband and the son, it is not considered mukta even regarding the wife. But there is still no raya from this sugya that whenever we say something has a shame kli, for some people, it has a shame kli for all the other people of the world. But says the Kilis Yankev, what could we do? That Rashi clearly says that the reason why it is not mukta is because Kevan de'ra'ui le'netilas anoshim toiras kli olav. The lashon of Rashi is mashma that the reason why it is not mukta is not because this lulav belongs to the husband or the son of that woman. Rashi gives us a general cloud that anything which is ra'ui le'netilas anoshim, any person in the world, it has a shame kli, and therefore anybody else could be metaltalid, even if for that person it should have been mukta, since it has a shame kli for one person, it is not mukta for other people as well. In Shaila Sechuvas Betzel HaChochma, Chelek Hei, Simen Kuf Ein Aleph, asks an interesting question. According to Rashi, we have explained already that the chiddush in the Mishnah is that even though the woman is not mekayim any mitzvah with the arba meaning, still it is not considered mukta because it is ro'i l'netilas anoshim, and since the husband of that woman and her son could be mekayim the mitzvah of arba meaning with those arba meaning, it has a shame kli, and it is not mukta even for the woman. Asks the Betzel HaChochma, why did the Mishnah have to give us two examples in order to teach us this halacha? The Mishnah says, Mekabelas isha miyad bno, umiyad bailo. Why didn't the Mishnah simply say, Mekabelas isha miyad bailo? And from that itself, we would have already learned this chidush, that even though, regarding the woman, these arba minim do not have a shame kli, since her husband is chayv mitzvahs arba netilas lulav and arba minim, it has a shame kli even for the woman. Why did the Mishnah have to add also Mekabeles Isha Miyad Bno? What added chiddush did we learn from these words in the Mishnah that the woman could also receive the arba minim from the hands of her son? And says the Betzel HaChochma a very nice chiddush. He says that if the Mishnah would have said this halacha only in the case of a woman which is receiving the arba minim from the hands of her husband, I would have thought that she could only receive the arba minim in a case where these arba minim belong to a gadol. When the arba minim belong to a gadol, someone who's not a katan, so then these arba minim are still ro'ui for the mitzvah of arba minim for many, many people. Because we are talking about the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and after the person was yotzei di chayvo, his mitzvah of netilas lulav, he could give them b'matana al menas lehachzir to other people, and they could also be yotzei di chayvo the mitzvah of arba minim. And I would have thought that the reason why the woman could be metatal these arba minim is because these arba minim are still ro'i the mitzvah. People could still be mekayim the mitzvah of arba minim with them, and therefore they are not muktzeh. Therefore, the Mishnah added that she could even receive the arba minim miyad bno. And says the Betzel HaChochma, miyad bno means bno hakoton. And she is now taking the arba minim from the hands of her son, which is a koton, after the son was already yoytzi the choyva, the mitzvah of arba minim. And now these arba minim are not ro'ui to be mekayim the mitzvah with them for any person in the world, because the halacha is that a koton cannot be makne the arba minim. And in the first day of Yom Tov, we know that the halacha is that the arba minim have to be owned by the person who is mekayim the mitzvah. Lulav hasha'ul is posel in the first day of Yom Tov. And therefore, arba minim which are owned by a katan are not ro'i to be mekayim with them the mitzvah for any person in the world. Because the katan cannot be makne the arba minim b'matan al menas le'achzir. And I would have thought that since these arba minim are now not ro'i to be mekayim the mitzvah with them, maybe in such a case the woman is not allowed to be metaltal those arba minim, and she's only allowed to be metaltal the arba minim in a case where the arba minim are still ro'i le mitzvah. Therefore, the Mishnah taught us that mekabeles isha miyad bno. She could even receive the arba minim from the hands of her bno hakoton, even though those arba minim are not ro'i for the mitzvah. Nevertheless, they have a shame kli on them because the koton was yoytzi d'chayva with these arba minim, and regarding the koton, they do have a shame kli, and therefore they are considered a kli even regarding the woman, and she is allowed to be metatal them, and it is not considered a tiltul muktzeh b'shabbos. In our Gemara, we find the sugya of chinuch b'koton. The Braisa brings a whole list of different mitzvahs, and the Braisa gives each mitzvah the appropriate time when the koton is chayiv in that specific mitzvah. For example, koton hayudal na'aneya chayiv belulov, leis atef chayiv betitzis, lishmo yotfilin, oviv loikeach loitfilin, and the brisa goes on listing a few more mitzvahs and the time that the koton is mischayiv in that mitzvah. Regarding the chiyuv of a koton in mitzvahs lulav, the brisa says koton hayudal na'aneya chayiv belulov. The time of which the koton is already mischayiv b'mitzvahs lulav, midin chinuch, is from the time that he knows how to be mina'aneya the lulav. There's a big machlokes apoiskim regarding this mitzvah of koton in netilas lulav. What happens if the koton is mekayim the maise ha-mitzvah of netilas lulav in a way which he is not yoytzi yidei choyva? The case is a lulav in the first day of Yom Tov. The halacha is the first day of Yom Tov, the arba minim have to be owned by the person who wants to be yoytzi yidei choyva. Lulav ha-sha'ul posul, esreg ha-sha'ul posul. The Torah teaches us, ulekachtem lochem bayim rishoin, and therefore the arba minim have to be owned by the person, and if he borrowed them, he's not yoytzi yidei choyva. The question is, if a koton was using arba minim that do not belong to him, he borrowed them from somebody else, is that considered that he was yoytzi yidei choyva, the mitzvah of chinuch? Is his father yoytzi yidei choyva his chiyuv of being mechanech his son in the mitzvah of arba minim? The Mishneh Berurah in Simin Tov Resh Nun Ches if Koton Chof Ches brings a machlokes hapoiskim. The Magen Avraham says that since the koton is not yetzi yidei choyva with an esreg or a lulav hashaul in the first day, because the halacha is that in the first day of Yom Tov, the arba minim have to belong to the koton himself, therefore the father wasn't yetzi yidei choyva the chiyuv of chinuch that he has. And according to the Magen Avraham, if the father wants to be yoytze his chiyuv of chinuch, he has to make sure that the koton has his own arba minim. The Mishneh Berurah disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and he quotes a few rishonim and achronim that hold that even though the koton did not own the arba minim, he borrowed them from his father, and a godoil, which will do such a mitzvah in that way, not owning the arba minim, is not yoytze yidei choyva, still the father was yoytze yidei choyva of the chinuch of the koton. And this is what the Mishneh Berurah over there writes. V'yesh me'achroinim she'soivrim de mitzvahs chinuch miskayim gam b'sho'ul, do gam b'ze mischanech ha'bein le'mitzvois, v'chein mashma b'modechai b'shem ra'avon. And in the Shara Tzion in Sifkot Lamed Vav, he quotes this Mordechai b'shem ra'avon that writes, uv'kiyei hadas, in our Gersa is nekiyei hadas, machzirin o'yisoy limkoimoy. They used to return the lulav and the esrog and the arba minim to its place on the first day of Yom Tov. Ve'atinoikos me'atzmam noitlim oisoy u'mevorchin olav, and the little kids used to take those arba minim by themselves and they used to say a brocha on them. And says the Shaar HaTzion that it is mashma from that Mordechai in the name of the Ravon that this is a mitzvah lechatchila, and the father was mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch by the fact that his son took and borrowed the arba minim and was doing the mitzvah of netilas lulav and arba minim, even though really there's no kiyum of the mitzvah in such a case, because we're talking about the first day of Yom Tov, where a lulav hashaul is pasul, and this koton is only borrowing the arba minim from his father. Still, there is a mitzvah of chinuch, and the father was yitzi deichoyva the mitzvah of chinuch. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igras Moshe Oyrechaim Chela Gimel Simon Tzadik Hey explains that the machlokes between the Mishneh Berurah and the Magen Avraham, whether a father was yetzi the chiyuv of chinuch when the koton did the mitzvah in a way where the mitzvah was not miskayim, their machlokes is regarding the hagdara of the chiyuv of chinuch. Everyone agrees that the reason why Chazal were misak in this special mitzvah of chinuch by ktanim is in order to get them used to doing the mitzvahs, and when they reach the age of godless, they will be already accustomed and used to doing the mitzvahs properly. The machlekes is, what were Chazal misakin in this halacha of chinuch? Do we say that the mitzvah and the chiyuv of chinuch requires a kiyum of the mitzvah by the katan, or only a maise of the mitzvah by the hands of the katan? According to the Magen Avraham, the chiyuv that the father has, medin chinuch, is to make sure that the son is mekayim the mitzvah. And he is yoytzi dei choyva the mitzvah. And when Chazal were misakein this special takana that a katan is chayv b'mitzvah mid rabbanon midin chinuch, what they said simply was that the same way a gadol is chayv b'mitzvah, so too mid rabbanon a katan is also chayv b'mitzvah, and their chiyuv is exactly equal. And the father has a chiyuv to make sure that the katan is now mekayim the chiyuv mid rabbanon. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, if the katan was not yoytzi the chayv of the mitzvah because the lulav did not belong to him, it was the lulav hashaul, the father was not yoytzi the chayv of his chiyuv of chinuch. Because his chiyuv is to make sure that the katan is mekayim the mitzvah. It is not enough that he's only doing the pe'ula of the mitzvah, he has to be mekayim the mitzvah. On the other hand, the Mishneh Berurah and the Rishonim that the Mishneh Berurah quotes that hold that the father was yoytzi the chayv of the mitzvah of chinuch, even though the katan was not yoytzi the chayv of the mitzvah, that is because they hold that the whole mitzvah of chinuch is only regarding the ma'aseh of the mitzvah. Chazal required that the father make sure that his son is doing the ma'asim of the mitzvahs. And if he's going to do the ma'asim of the mitzvahs when he's a katan, he's going to get used to the mitzvahs. And when he becomes a gadol, it will be easier for him. Therefore, according to this Mishneh Berurah, it doesn't matter if the katan really was yoytzi dei chayva or not, because really the katan doesn't have any chiyuv min hatorah, and even min derabbanon he doesn't have a chiyuv to do a kiyum of the mitzvah. The whole chiyuv is to do the ma'asim of the mitzvah in order to get used to the mitzvahs themselves, and we do not care whether really he was yoytzi dei chayva the kiyum of the mitzvah. Reb Moshe continues and he says that there's a big raya from Shulchan Aruch himself, that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Magen Avraham, that the chiyuv of chinuch is that the katan has to be mekayim the mitzvah with all the halachos and the dinim of the mitzvah, and it is not enough that the katan is only doing the ma'isa, the actions and the pe'ulos of the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Rish Nun Zayin Sif Aleph paskins la halacha, the halacha that we found in our Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, Katan hayoyidea lena'anea lulav kedinoi, oviv chayov liknois loy lulav kedei lechanchoi b'mitzvois. This is the halacha that we found in the Braisa, that the chiyuv of katan in the chinuch of mitzvahs lulav is from the time that he is yoyidea lena'anea, but the Shulchan Aruch is changing a little bit the lashon of the Gemara. In our Gemara, the Gemara said, Katan hayoyidea lena'anea chayev b'lulav, that the chiyuv of the katan is from the time that he's yidel in aneya. The Shulchan Aruch writes, katan hayidel in aneya lulav kedinoi aviv chayov liknois loy lulav. The Shulchan Aruch adds, and this is based on the tour, that not only did the katan is chayv belulav, his father has to buy him arba minim. Now Reb Moshe asks, why does the father have to buy him special arba minim of his own? Why can't the father simply lend him his own arba minim? And by doing so, he will be able to yoytze the chayva of chinuch that he has. He's going to do his mitzvah of arba minim, the father himself. And after finishing the mitzvah, he will lend those arba minim to the katan himself. Says Reb Moshe, since the Shulchan Aruch wrote that a father is obligated to buy those arba minim for his son, that is a raya that he is not yoytze the chayva, the mitzvah of chinuch, by simply lending his son the arba minim. And that is because the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Magen Avraham, that even though the katan will be doing the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, but since he will not be doing the kiyum of the mitzvah, because the arba minim will not be belonging to him, the father is not yoytzi dei chayv the chiyuv of chinuch, and therefore the father has to buy special arba minim for the katan himself. And the Beir Halacha over there writes that those arba minim that the father buys to the katan, pashut shetzorich sheyihiyu arba minim kesheirin kemoi begadol. So it comes out that the Shulchan Aruch himself holds that the mitzvah of chinuch is that the father has to make sure that the katan is doing the mitzvah properly with all the dinim and the halachos, and it is not enough that the katan does only the ma'aseh mitzvah. And if the katan is not yitzi the chayva, the mitzvah, the father also was not yitzi the chayva, his chiyuv of chinuch. And as we mentioned, the Mishneh Berurah quotes from a few Rishonim that the katan could be doing the mitzvah on the first day with the lulav hasha'ul, and the father will be yitzi his chiyuv of chinuch, even though the katan was not mekayim the mitzvah. The Kehilas Yankiv, the stipler in Simin Lamed Gimel in Sukkah, says that could be that even those Rishonim which are quoted in the Mishneh Berurah, that they hold that the father is Yotze the chiyuv of chinuch, even though the katan was using a lulav hashol. This is not because they hold that a father usually is Yotze the mitzvah of chinuch, even when the katan is not the mekayim the mitzvah. Those Rishonim could agree to the other Rishonim and Achronim that say that the father is only mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch in a case where the katan was really doing the mitzvah properly with all the dinim and the halachas which are related to the mitzvah. And if the katan was not mekayim the mitzvah, the father was not yotze the yedei choiva of his chiyuv chinuch. The reason why the Rishonim said that if the katan used a lulav hashol in the first day, his father was yotze yedei choiva the mitzvah of chinuch, that is because the mitzvah of lulav is different than all the mitzvahs. The stipler quotes the Chacham Tzvi, Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi Simen Tes, that was asked by a kehila that had only one esrog, and unfortunately that esrog, that single esrog that they had, became pasul before Sukkis. The oiketz fell off from the esrog, the bottom part of the esrog fell off, and this is an esrog hachoser, and the halacha is that esrog hachoser is pasul in the first day of Yom Tiv, and it is kosher in the other days of Sukkis after the first days. And the Chacham Tzvi was asked, could they say a bracha on such an esrog on Sukkis? The Chacham Tzvi concludes that they could say the bracha, even though this esrog is pasul on the first day. And the Chacham Tzvi explains that this is because this esrog, which is chaser, is kosher for the rest of the Yom Tov of Sukkis. In the other days of Yom Tov after the first 2 days, this esrog is kosher. So it must be that the esrog achaser, one is yoytze de choyva, his mitzvah midirabanan of netilas lulav in the other days of Yom Tov. Therefore, says the Chacham Tzvi, even in the first days, he could say a bracha on such an esrog, because it is true that he's not mekayim the mitzvah min ha-toira of arba minim, this special mitzvah of the deiraisa that one has on the first day of Sukkot is not miskayim with the esrog achaser, but still, he's mekayim the mitzvah midirabanan, because the first day is not worse than any other days of Yom Tov, and since in the other days of Sukkis he's mekayim the mitzvah of arba minim midirabanan, even with an esrog hachoser, so even in the first day of Yom Tov he could be yotze dechayva with this esrog hachoser, at least midirabanan, and one could see a bracha even on a mitzvah midirabanan. Therefore, says the Chacham Tzvi, this kehila could use this esrog in the first day of Yom Tov, and they could say a bracha, and there's no problem at all. Says the stipler, according to this Chacham Tzvi, we could explain the Rishonim that the Mishneh Berurah brought. Those Rishonim that said that the father is Yetzi Dechoiva, the mitzvah of Chinuch, in the first day of Yom Tov, even though the Katan was using a lulav, which was a Sha'ul, which was borrowed, and the Katan was not Mekayim the mitzvah, and the Shaila was asked, how was the father Yetzi Dechoiva, his Chiyuv of Chinuch, since the Katan was not Mekayim the mitzvah? Says the stipler, according to this Chacham Tzvi, we could understand that it is true that the katan was not mekayim the mitzvah min ha-toirah of ulekachta lochem bayim rishon, because lulav hashol is pasul bayim rishon, but still he was mekayim the mitzvah mid rabbanon of netilas lulav that Chazal were mesaket, because the Chacham Tzvi already taught us that even in the first day, when one has a lulav or arba minim that are pasul for the first day but are kosher for all the other days, he's mekayim in the first day the mitzvah midrabanon of netilas lulav. So therefore, says the stipler, that is what those Rishonim mean when they say that the father was yotze yedei choiva his chiyuv of chinuch, because even though the katan was not mekayim a mitzvah min ha-toirah, since the katan was at least mekayim a mitzvah midrabanon of netilas lulav, the father was yotze yedei choiva his chinuch, because even in the mitzvah midrabanon there is a chiyuv of chinuch, and the father is yotze yedei choiva his chiyuv. So just to give us a quick summary, the Mishneh Berurah brings a machlekes apoiskim whether a father is mekayim his mitzvah of chinuch when the son was doing netilas lulav on the first day and a lulav ha-sha'ul. According to the Magen Avraham, the father was not yetzid the chiyuv of chinuch, and according to other Rishonim, the father was yetzid the chiyuv of chinuch. Rav Moshe Feinstein explains that the machlekes between those two opinions is whether the chiyuv of chinuch is to see that the katan is mekayim the mitzvah, or that it is enough it is enough that the katan is doing the maise of the mitzvah, even though he's not mekayim and he's not yoytzi the choy of the mitzvah. Rav Moshe Feinstein is medayik from the Shulchan Aruch that he holds that the katan has to be mekayim the mitzvah, and only then the father is mekayim his chiyuv of chinuch. And that is why the Shulchan Aruch said that the father has to buy the katan a special set of arba minim, and it is not enough that he lends him the arba minim. And the Stipler said that even the Rishonim that said that the father is yotzi lichoivas chinuch because the katan was doing the mitzvah of arba minim with the lulav ashol, that is because the katan was yotzi midirabbanan on the mitzvah of netilas lulav. But in other mitzvahs, those Rishonim would agree that if the katan was not mekayim any mitzvah, the father was not yotzi lichoivas his chiyuv of chinuch. There's an interesting nekuda that the poskim point out, that even though we mentioned already that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a father has to buy arba minim for his katan, and as Reb Moshe Feinstein explained, that is because the father cannot lend his arba minim to the katan because the katan is not yitzi the choyva with arba minim which are not his. That is only in Chutz La'aretz where people have to keep 2 days of Yomtiv. But in Eretz Yisrael, where we keep only 1 day of Yomtiv, the father is not really chayiv to buy his son arba minim, because the father could do his mitzvah of arba minim with his own arba minim, and after he was mekayim the mitzvah, he could be makne those arba minim to the katan b'matano gmura. He doesn't have to lend them to the katan. He could be makne those arba minim to the katan with a full and complete matana, and now the katan owns those arba minim, and he could be yotzi d'chayv the mitzvah of arba minim kehilchasa. And for the rest of the days of Yom Tif, the father could borrow the arba minim from the katan, because for the rest of the days of Yom Tif, there's no din of shalochem, and one could be yotzi d'chayv the mitzvah of arba minim, even with borrowed arba minim. Only in Chutz La'aretz, where we keep 2 days, there's a problem. The father needs his arba minim for the next day, for the second day of Yom Tif, and the halacha is that even in the second day, the arba minim have to be shalochem, they cannot be owned by someone else. Therefore, if the father will give them in matana gmura to his son, in the second day he won't have arba minim of his own. Therefore, he has to make sure to buy the katan his own set of arba minim. Based on that, there's an interesting chiddush from the Bikurei Yankiv in Simin Tov Reish Nun Ches Sif Katan Yud Ches. The Bikurei Yankiv says that if one lives in Chutz La'aretz, where we keep 2 days of Yom Tov, and he wants to save himself money, he does not want to buy his son an extra set of arba minim, there's an eitzah which he could use in order to avoid the extra cost. Says the Bikurei Yankiv, since we know that really Yom Tov Sheni b'chutz la'aretz is only mishum sfeike d'yoma, because in the times of Chazal there was a suffix whether the first day of Yom Tov is the real Yom Tov, or the second day is the real Yom Tov. That's why we keep till today 2 days of Yom Tov, because minag havisenu biyodeinu. Based on that, says the Bikurei Yankiv, that person could go to his son after he was mekayim the mitzvah of arba minim on the first day, and he will tell his son, "I'm handing you over these arba minim b'matana gmura, but this is a matana with an added tnai, and the matana will only be chal in condition that really the first day of Yom Tov is the real Yom Tov." If the first day of Yom Tov is the real Yom Tov, these arba minim are yours. If the first day of Yom Tov is not the real Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov is the real Yom Tov, the matana is batel meikaroi, and there's no matana, and the arba minim are still mine. Then in the second day of Yom Tov, he will still, the father will use the arba minim, and after he will be doing the mitzvah with the arba minim, he will again approach his son, and he will tell him, "This time I'm giving you the arba minim b'matana gemura without any tnai." So again, in the first day, he tells him, "I'm giving you the matana b'tnai that the real Yom Tov is the first day of Yom Tov. And if the real day of Yom Tov is the second day, the matana is not chal. And in the second day, after he's yotzi d'chayva, he gives his son the arba minim b'matana gemura." Now, how does that work and how does that help? Says the Bikurei Yankiv like this: if really the first day of Yom Tov is the real Yom Tov, then the matana is chal, because the matana was bitnai that the first day of Yom Tov is the real Yom Tov. And in that case, the father was already yotzi d'chayva the mitzvah of arba minim, and after that he gave those arba minim b'matana gmura to his son, and now the son owns his own arba minim, which he received b'matana from his father. And he could be Yoytzei Deichoiva with those Arbaminim since they belong to him because the Matana was Chal. The next day, when the father again is borrowing those Arbaminim from his son, he's also Yoytzei Deichoiva because even though now they do not belong to the father, but the second day is not really Yom Tov. And one could be Yoytzei Deichoiva in the rest of the days of Sukkot with the Arbaminim that do not belong to him. And then he gives them back to the son to do his mitzvah. On the other hand, if really Klapei Shmaya Galia, that the first day of Yom Tov is not the real Yom Tov, the second day is the real Yom Tov, then the Matana never took place because the Matana was bitnai that the first day is Yom Tov, and really the truth is that the second day is the real Yom Tov, so the Matana never took place, and therefore the father still owns the Arba Minim, and in the second day, which is the real Yom Tov, he's doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Arba Minim with his own Arba Minim, because he never really gave them to his son, because the Tnai was not Miskayim, and therefore the Matana was not Chal. So on the second day, the father is doing the proper mitzvah of Arba Minim with his own Arba Minim, and after that he gives them B'matono Gmura to his son, and now the son is doing the mitzvah, of, is being Mikayim the mitzvah of Arba Minim with his own Arba Minim, and for the rest of Yom Tov, the father will be borrowing the Arba Minim for his son. So by doing this special Tnai, a person could avoid the extra cost of another set of Arba Minim for his son, which is a Katan. The Maaser Moshe Feinstein in that very same tshuva says that one shouldn't be meikel regarding buying his son an extra set of Arba Minim, and Moshe says that the reason why people used to be meikel in Europe and they did not buy their children extra sets of Arba Minim, that is because the great poverty of the kehilos in Europe. And he says that most kehilos in Europe, most of the people didn't even have their own set of Arba Minim. They used to use the Arba Minim that they got from the kohol, and they did not own their own set of Arba Minim. So therefore it is clear that they couldn't buy a set of Arba Minim for their children. Even they themselves did not have their own Arba Minim. Ends off Reb Moshe, and he says, Velochen bemedinoseinu Americo, Sheboruch Hashem ishpio bechasdoi shefa birchosoi. Since in America there is so much blessing in shefa, vegam yesh lehasig esroi guminov ksherim bezoil, it is cheap to buy Arba Minim. Yesh lekol echod lehachmir kmeshiro'u lehoirois ledino, veliknois bead kol koton vekoton esroi guminov, beyichud sheyihie shaloi mamesh. One should buy for each of his sons a set of Arba Minim that will be only for himself, and he won't have to borrow it from his father. And by doing so, the father is mekayim the chiyuv of chinuch that he has. In the Hemshech HaBaraisa, the Baraisa says, Yoydeh ledaber oviv loimdoi toiro v'kriyashma. When the katan reaches the age where he knows how to speak, his father teaches him Torah and kriyashma. Toiro mahi, Omar Rabbi Hamenune, Toiro tziv alonu Moishe Moirosho kehilas Yaakov. Kriyashma mahi, Posuk Rishoin, this is the Posuk Rishon of Kriyashma, Shma Yisrael. There's a machloikes Rashi and Toisvis in Brochus Daf Chof Amud Aleph. What does it mean in our Braise when the Braise says that the father has to teach his son the first Posuk of Kriyashma? The Mishnah in Brochus Daf Chof Amud Aleph says, Noshim ve'avodim uktanim, Pturim mikriyashma. Ktanim are potter mikriyashma, the same way they're potter from all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Rashi over there, Dibor Amatchil Ktanim says, Afilu koton shehigia lechinuch lo hitilu al oviv lechanchoi bikriyashma. Even if the koton reached already the age of chinuch, his father is not obligated to be mechanachim in the mitzvah of kriyashma. And Rashi explains, Lefi she'eino imotsu itomid, the father is not always there when the time of Kriyashma comes. It could be that when the child is going to sleep, the father is not home yet. And when the father leaves the house, his child is still sleeping. Therefore, the father does not have a chiyuv chinuch in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So Shitas Rashi is that when the Mishnah says that Ktanim are potter mikriyashma, it means even Ktanim shehigiu lechinuch. Tosfos asks over there, how could Rashi say that Ktanim are potter mikriyashma? The Gemara in Sukkot Daf Mem Beis, which is our Gemara, the Braisa says clearly that when the Katan reaches the age that he could already speak, the father has to teach him Torah v'kriyashma. And the Gemara clearly says that the kriyashma means that he teaches him the pasuk rishon shel kriyashma. Therefore, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says that when the Mishnah says that Ketanim are potter mikriyashma, the Mishnah is talking about Ketanim mamish that loy higiu lachinuch. But when the Ketanim reach the age of chinuch, the father is chayiv midin chinuch in the mitzvah of kriyashma, and he has to be mechanech his children to read the first pasuk of kriyashma. The Pnei Yeshua in Brachos over there, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, explains that really there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos how to understand the Baraisa, our Baraisa in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos understood that when the Baraisa said Yoideh Ledaber Aviv Loim Doi Toira VeKriyashma, the Baraisa is teaching us two separate mitzvahs of chinuch. Aviv Loim Doi Toira is the chinuch of mitzvahs Talmud Toira. And on that, the Gemara brought, the Braisa brought the Pasuk of Torah Tzivolonu Moshe Meirosho Kihilas Yaakov. And when the Braisa said, Ukriyashma, this is an added mitzvah of Chinuch for the mitzvah of Kriyashma. And on that, the Braisa explained that the Chinuch is by teaching the Katan the first Pasuk of Kriyashma. So the Braisa clearly says that there is a mitzvah of Chinuch and the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Therefore, Tosfos has to explain that the Mishnah in Brachos that says the Ketanim are Potter Mikriyashma is discussing Ketanim which did not reach yet the age of Chinuch. On the other hand, Rashi understands that the Braisa in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis does not discuss Bechlal the mitzvah of Chinuch of Kriyashma. And Rashi understands that when the Braisa said, Yoideh Ledaber Aviv Loim Doi Toira VeKriyashma, and the Braisa explained that these are the two psukim, Toira Tzivolonu Moshe and Shema Yisrael, both of these two psukim are part of the mitzvah of Chinuch of Talmud Torah. The way to be mechanech, a child who just learned how to speak in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is by teaching those two psukim. Teaching him to say Torah Tzivolonu Moshe, and also teaching him to say Shema Yisrael. But the saying of the Shema Yisrael is not a chinuch to the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, of Kriyat Shema. The saying of the Shema Yisrael is part of the chinuch of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Kotan is saying two sentences, and by doing so he's getting used to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In Sefer Rishimos Shiurim from Rav Soloveitchik, he says that there's a big raya that the Rambam learned like Rashi and not like Tosfos. Because this halacha that a katan has to be taught the first pasuk of Kriyashma when he begins to speak, the Rambam does not bring this halacha in the halachos of Kriyashma. The Rambam brings it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. In Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, Me'emosai oviv chayev lelamdoi toiro, mishiyatchi ledaber melamdoi toiro tzivolonu Moshe u'shma Yisrael. The Rambam clearly explains that these two psukim are part of the chinuch of mitzvah Talmud Torah. And the Rambam teaches us that when the child reaches a stage where he begins to talk, the father has to teach him those two psukim as a chinuch of Talmud Torah. And according to that, the Braisa never discussed the mitzvah of chinuch of Shema Yisrael, of Kriyashma. And Rashi holds that really there is no such a mitzvah of chinuch in the mitzvah of kriyashma. Halacha lemaise, the Shulchan Aruch Hasim in Ayin Seif Beis writes, Ktanim pturim. Ktanim are potter from kriyashma. L'Rabbeinu Tam k'sheloi higiyu l'chinuch. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this is discussing Ktanim that did not reach the age of chinuch. U'l'Rashi afilu higiyu l'chinuch. According to Rashi, even if they reach the age of chinuch, they're potter. The father is not there in the time of Kriyashma of the night. And the child is sleeping in the morning. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it is ra'ui to be noig like Rabbeinu Tam and to be mechanach the children in the mitzvah of Kriyashma like Rabbeinu Tam. The Ben Ish Chai in Sefer Ben Yehoyada gives a nice remez. Why do we teach the Katan? The first pasuk that we teach the Katan is Torah Tzivolonu Moshe Meirosho Kehilas Yaakov. The Ben Ish Chai explains that this pasuk is meramez, that the Katan has also a chelek in the Torah. And says the Ben Ish Chai that one could ask, why did the pasuk say Meirosho Kehilas Yaakov and not Meirosho Adas Yaakov or Meirosho Zera Yaakov? Says the Ben Ish Chai, the reason why the Torah used the word kehilas, because the word kehila kohal is meramis to the fact that ketanim also have a chelek in the Torah. And the Ben Ish Chai explains that there are three parts in Klal Yisrael. There are anoshim, noshim, and ketanim. And the Gemara Yevamis, Daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph, says that Klal Yisrael are korui odom. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, odom atem, And the Gemara says, Atem Kruim Odom. Says the B'nish Chai, this title of Odom applies to every single part of Klal Yisrael, to the Anoshim, to the Noshim in the Ktanim. And Odom is Begimatria 45. And if you do 45 times 3, that is 135. And that is Begimatria Kohol. So the word Kohol is the gematria of the three parts of Klal Yisrael, the Anoshim, the Noshim, and the Ktanim, when each part is begimatria 45, since they are called Odom. Therefore, says the B'nish Chai, this is why we teach this pasuk at the very beginning of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We teach the Katan to say, Torah Tzivalonu Mayrosho Kehilas Yaakov, to remind ourselves, and perhaps the Katan himself as well, that he also has a chelek in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He's also included in the word kohol, which is miramis to the three parts of Klal Yisrael.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.